Could you build a business that's better for our planet? That's what I have set out to answer. Hi, I'm Marco Pimentel, marketing expert and entrepreneur and host of the podcast, Someone Like You. I become fascinated in finding creative climate solutions in business. And on the podcast, I break down how founders and CEOs are building climate-friendly business solutions that are opportunities for growth while being better for the planet. The home energy efficiency industry is undergoing a transformative shift towards sustainability. Today, we're excited to explore this dynamic landscape with Lauren Salz, co-founder and CEO of Sealed, a trailblazing climate tech company at the forefront of this revolution. Recognized for her remarkable leadership, Sealed was named one of the 10 most innovative energy companies of 2021 by Fast Company, and Lauren herself was honored in Forbes' 30 Under 30 list for her contributions to the energy sector. Sealed is on a mission to stop home energy waste by enabling contractors to install more home weatherization and electrification projects and to grow their businesses. Their software, data, and analytics enable market-leading products, including a one-stop shop rebate solution. Today, Sealed is a leader in the home energy efficiency space, offering innovative solutions to modernize homes and reduce carbon emissions. And in our discussion with Lauren, I get to speak to Lauren about pivoting her business. We talk about building a marketplace and the pull from the consumer. We talk about how the Inflation Reduction Act is going to benefit the market immensely, how consumers are still not educated about heat pumps and other forms of heating and cooling, and right now is the largest moment of energy transformation. The majority of our homes that needs to hit the energy markets in 2050 are already built, and that building code will only impact new builds, so we need to focus on retrofits and renovations. Get ready to be inspired and gain insights into how Lauren's leadership is shaping the future of sustainable home energy solutions.
I'm so excited to be part of the market transformation that's going on. You know, a few years ago, especially in the Northeast, nobody had even heard of heat pumps. And I'm really excited about that. It's just a really unique moment in time. I think 10 years ago, we couldn't have even imagined the environment that we live in today and how accepted it is that dramatic change needs to be made in this country to get us on a somewhat better path in terms of climate. So I think it's a great time to be operating a climate business. And I think 3 years from now, there's going to be all kinds of expected market change happening that we didn't anticipate. I think the market just moves faster and faster and going in the right direction.
Welcome to the Someone Like You podcast. Lauren, you founder and CEO of Sealed. We have lots to discuss. I would just love to get a little bit of background. You know, we always love to kind of find out, how do founders get into building a climate-based business? And, you know, did you have any correlation to thinking about climate before? How did you kind of make that connection when you thought about Sealed?
That's a great question. I'll say that my background before I started Sealed is not in the energy space. I came from the finance world, and I didn't know too much about the space until I met my co-founder, Andy. And right away, I was very intrigued by the climate space, and particularly in energy efficiency and electrification. And what really stood out to me is that single-family homes in the U.S. make up around 20% of greenhouse gas emissions. And there's already technology that exists that could completely decarbonize homes, but very few customers are adopting it. And these are typically projects that have good ROI. So that was very intriguing to me. And then I decided to come into the climate space. Back then, it was called clean tech, and then I never really looked back.
So you met Andy, you know, there's technology that exists there. Homeowners typically could spend X and get back X over a period of time if they do things that are more energy efficient. And I'm assuming that there's a lot of things that you can do to a home. But what was the first napkin kind of idea for Sealed, and what did you want to bring to market?
It was quite different from what we're doing today. And the company has definitely evolved its product a lot over the years. The original concept is that a homeowner would pay for the project themselves, and they would find their own contractor, but Sealed would guarantee a certain amount of savings on their energy bill. So we called it guaranteed energy savings, and it was somewhat like an insurance product. so people could feel confident in going with these more climate-friendly technologies that might cost more, but we would guarantee that they would see energy bill savings to offset the entire cost or a big percentage of the cost. That was the original idea.
Okay, you talk about this being an idea 10 years ago when you started. What were people doing, I guess, in the home, and were homeowners thinking about this? Were you finding friction when you were talking to customers? And where was the market at when you brought Sealed out into the world in 2014?
Actually, like 2013, when we were first talking to customers. And I always felt that Sealed existed maybe a little bit before we should have. I think the market wasn't quite ready for a lot of green products. And frankly, the biggest impact products that we have today, like heat pumps, for example, didn't work very well in cold weather climates. So in fact, originally, we had nothing to do with heat pumps. When we originally started the company, we were pretty focused on insulation. And then we also did some HVAC, but it was more getting people to install a more efficient gas furnace or switch from oil to gas. So very different landscape than you have today when everything is about electrification. The other thing, and this is really still the case today, but very fragmented market from a contractor perspective. There were a few larger players who were doing retrofits at scale, but, you know, a lot of mom and pops, and that's still very much the landscape today. So that amount hasn't changed. The huge thing that's changed over the past 10 years is the amount of capital that's available for companies working on climate-focused businesses. 10 years ago, even 5 years ago, really, people did not want to invest in what was called clean tech back then, because there had been a lot of failures in the 2000s with a lot of software investors investing in hardware, and it didn't turn out too well for most of them. And so getting capital was a huge challenge back then.
Yeah, and now I'm just thinking about a renovation that we did to our own personal house, and this was probably about 7 years ago. And I remember the heating and cooling company selling me on a more efficient gas furnace. So if we break that down, most people, I guess, they're going to be either building a home, they're going to be using a contractor, or they're going to be doing any renovations. They're going to be talking to either plumbing or gas or HVAC type of company. But it typically, from kind of city to city, always seemed to be, like you said, the smaller companies that are servicing that. What was Seal's purpose there? Was it to be a brand that was easier for contractors, and as well as a brand that was easier for consumers, so that consumers can go to Sealed and say, this is what we want, or you go to them and say, here's what you have for options to make your house more energy efficient. And by the way, this is going to save you money over the long run. Like, how did you want to position yourselves in the market there?
So the original idea, and it's funny because we've kind of come full circle after taking a very long detour, is the original idea is that our product was going to help contractors close more jobs, because they could say the project is going to cost X amount of money. And then there's this company that feels so confident in our quality of work that they're going to guarantee you savings of Y amount. And it really was to help contractors close more deals, because back then, and we still believe now, that contractors are really at the forefront of getting homeowners to adopt these technologies. But for a good part of our history, and this is actually what we're best known for, is we had a direct-to-consumer brand for a long time where we worked one-on-one directly with homeowners. But that came a little bit after our original guaranteed savings idea, probably 5 years after.
So you built the market where you would go to a customer, and a customer knows that Sealed's not going to be installing it. You're going to be using Sealed's partners to install, but that the relationship would be all with Sealed. The rebates, the pricing, the insurance, the fact that you're going to get these savings, as well as all the work that's going to be done and everything's going to be signed off. The entire process was done through Sealed.
Yes, that's correct. Because what we found, and I think this has to do with how early we were in the market, is that customers were really looking for a one-stop shop for everything. They wanted the same company to be designing the system, managing the installation, finding the best contractor to do it, and financing it. And so what we did is we just had one holistic product where part of the product itself was the customer journey that you got to go through us, that it was virtual, and that we would cover the upfront cost and get paid back with the energy savings over time. And then in that point of time, that part was critical because people didn't really have a huge trust in a lot of these technologies actually producing energy savings. So I think it was a very important step along our journey.
And were you finding it difficult, or was it easy to find contractor partners to do that? And did you like kind of just hone in on a specific area to kind of build it out? Because you kind of have a bit of a chicken and egg scenario, even though like contractors obviously are interested in more business. I'm sure it wasn't that easy to get just contractors and partners that would have been able to do the work for you.
So it depends on the moment in time. There were some moments in Sealed history where there wasn't a ton of work available for contractors and it was very easy to find very high quality contractor partners. And there's other periods of time in which there was a huge home improvement boom and tons of demand for contractors to get business on their own. And so we found it a little bit more challenging, although for the most part, we are always able to find the amount of contractors that we need. Just sometimes our wait periods for our customers would extend out a while, which wasn't the greatest for us. And I think it just depended on the macroeconomic conditions, basically. But even when there was a ton of demand for contractors' work, there were plenty of contractors who still preferred taking our jobs over their jobs, because with our jobs, we dealt with everything on behalf of the customer and we paid on time. And so those are two things that can be very critical for contracting businesses.
Yeah. And before we get into a bit of the customers and the marketing and the challenges there, fast forward to today in 2024, what's the business model now for Sealed in terms of for contractors as well as for customers and homeowners?
So right now, we are the easy button for contractors to access rebates. There's around $3 billion of rebates available annually for this type of work, meaning insulation, heat pumps, things that reduce the amount of energy that's consumed by a homeowner. And, you know, the IRA is coming later this year, so that'll have a big impact on our business. But fundamentally, what we do is we make it easier for contractors to close more jobs. So very similar to our mission in the early days of Sealed. We do this by providing software that qualifies each homeowner for which rebates they're eligible for. We calculate the size of the rebate, and a lot of those are based on energy savings, which is fundamentally what we are very good at doing. And then we actually submit the rebate to the program on behalf of the contractor. And then the very critical part of our product is that we front the contractor the money. So we pay them directly after the install versus having to wait many months to get the money back.
Wow. So the contractors have that relationship with the customers. You've removed yourself from that step and you make it a really, really great tool, almost kind of like a home warranty type of system where you come in and you work with the contractor to sign off on the job. You pay them so they get their cash up front. And then they know that any of the rebates to the customer, I guess, are handled by you as well. Or does that money go back to the contractor to then rebate to the customer? How does those mechanics work?
So what we're doing is we're fronting the rebate to the contractor and paying them in a very timely fashion. And so this allows them to use the rebate as a point of sale discount for the homeowner versus many contractors without us. First of all, most of them wouldn't even use rebate programs or offer those to their customers. But if they do, it's quite common for contractors to say, hey, we'll send you a check in the mail once we get the check in the mail. And they're not actually able to provide a point of sale discount. So if a system costs $20,000 and has a $10,000 rebate, the customer still has to pay $20,000 when the work gets done. And then eventually they'll get $10,000 in the mail versus when a contractor uses us, they're able just to charge the customer $10,000.
Yeah, it's kind of like taking a Tesla off the lot with any government rebates. Tesla would handle those government rebates and you drive the car off the lot and it's $10,000 less. It's kind of the same idea. You get people right at that decision point that they're going to see that money come off of it, which is incredibly smart. So like, how do you help the contractors with this solution? Is there things that you can do outside of the money being upfront? Is there any education that you provide to the contractor to provide to the customer to make that easier as a sale? Because like thinking about that example of if the contractor is the one that's working with that customer and they have that relationship, you want them to use a heat pump. Don't use a natural gas furnace. So like, do you help in that kind of point at all?
We do. And actually, that's one of our top requested things from contractors is can they have materials on the benefits of heat pumps or heat pump hot water heaters? And fortunately, from our direct-to-consumer business, we have a ton of those materials. Because I think part of the public policy question is how can you get contractors to recommend heat pumps instead of gas furnaces when they're very used to selling gas furnaces and there's a lower ticket price and it's just a little bit more comfortable for them to sell. And we have a ton of experience selling that. we did not, for the past several years, sell any gas furnaces. And so we're happy to share our knowledge on that, because fundamentally, when someone's old system breaks, they're going to call their contractor and they're going to see what they recommend to install.
Yeah. And now, because you've removed yourself a bit from the customer and trying to get a customer directly, what kind of growth have you seen from the contractors being able to utilize Sealed? Like, are they coming to you and saying, like, we have a lot of demand, and now that we have this solution, you know, we're selling X more heat pumps, or we're insulating more homes easier because of this rebate system that you've done? And I'm based in Canada, and no fault to the people that are building technology for the Canadian government. And maybe it's the same in the US, but, you know, rebate forms online through government forms, like, it's awful. Typically, the process of doing all that, half the time it takes forever for you to figure it out. So have you seen any feedback from the contractors that are using Sealed to sell these type of solutions that are reducing energy for people's homes?
The feedback from contractors has been phenomenal. And that's the biggest reason why we've pivoted our entire business to be centered around this particular product line. You know, we've seen contractors who've been able to recenter their businesses around selling heat pumps, which is a larger ticket item, and they make more money per job. We've also seen contractors focus more on low and moderate income households that have larger incentives as well. And so we really have seen a lot of market change happen because of our presence, which is something that I'm super proud of. And then also helping some of these business owners get a lot of their time back. You know, what ended up happening in one of the first markets we entered is we got a few pilot customers. And then there's, you know, a few contractors who said no to working with us, but then eventually almost all of them became our customers. And that's because they could see some of the success their competitors were having with working with us and working with rebate programs. 80% of our customers were not working with this rebate program before we got there. And then we've just seen a lot of business owners get their free time back. Someone came back to us after having said no originally and said, I just got tired of filling out rebate paperwork all weekend. And there's a lot of stories like that.
Yeah, because they can make that easier for themselves as a business owner, and they'll be able to sell it. And I think what's interesting too is that the ticket price too is that it is more expensive to make these changes typically, but in the long run, as you know, you save more money. And I think about that contractor that I spoke to 7 years ago, when that gas furnace was actually much cheaper for me than to go that heat pump route and get the whole system set up. But that was how they were sold. So there is a big business incentive. And then also the consumer saves a bunch of money now. And I'm happy I chose the heat pump route, especially now looking at my bills. So it does make a big, big difference. And this seems like this would be much easier for you to scale across North America from like a location specific basis. You obviously have to sign up contractors in different parts of the world, but you're not dealing with on the ground type of work. Was that a big part of the decision as well?
That was definitely part of the decision. It is a much easier business to scale. I think one of the great things is as we expand across the country, we can expand with our customers. A lot of our customers are multi-state operators, or they're PE firms who own contractors in multiple states. And so as we open up new programs, we already have a built-in revenue base. And that's fundamentally very different than our direct-to-consumer business. When we were expanding to new territory, you had to start from ground zero. Just by definition, you wouldn't have any customers when you moved into a new territory. And that's something that we've seen really work out very well for us so far with the new business. And it's this really interesting moment in time as well, where, you know, there are certain states in the US that have a lot of these rebate programs, and then there's plenty of states that have almost nothing. And that is going to radically change over the next 12 months with the rollout of the IRA, where all 50 states will have these very generous rebate programs. And so our strategy of working with our customers and expanding with them, I think, is really going to pay off.
I wanted to take a second to tell you about our season 2 sponsor, Springwise. Springwise is the global ESG innovation platform that offers its readers early access to the ideas transforming our world. I actually started using Springwise probably 10 years ago to review innovative startup ideas, and I've been a fan ever since. There are 3 new stories on the site every weekday featuring solutions to some of the biggest challenges we face as a global community. You'll find innovations in climate tech, renewable energy, plastic alternatives, the circular economy, and how we can live a more sustainable life. The stories are sourced and written by the Springwise team of journalists and will give you an inspiring take on what's right around the corner, whether you read it to inform your work or simply for a regular dose of optimism. Springwise sets the innovation agenda. The newsletter is free to access, and to sign up, visit springwise.com/newsletter-signup. Every week on Someone Like You, we dive into stimulating conversations with founders, entrepreneurs, business owners, and the likes who are consciously and successfully creating sustainable business solutions for the long haul. Tune in every week for a new inspiring conversation on leading climate solutions. And if you're enjoying the podcast, please share it. And also, don't forget, subscribe on the platform of your choice and give us a rating and a review. We talked a lot around the IRA, the Inflation Reduction Act, and curious to get your opinions on that's obviously a lot of money that's going to flow both ways to households to be able to put energy efficiency into the households. But how do you think that's going to affect the consumers and the contractors and just the market and the public awareness about how much money is available and why we need this?
I think the biggest thing it's going to do is more homeowners are going to be asking contractors about heat pumps. Even people who have no idea what they are today or just aren't sure about them, people will be so curious about why the government is giving these huge incentives to get them installed. And I do think that will catalyze a lot of conversations between homeowners and contractors about heat pumps.
And what are your overall thoughts and like how big of an impact do you think this could be specifically to, of course, the homeowner and the solutions for households? Is there any projections that this will do? Are you restructuring your business around this to be able to capitalize this? Like how pivotal is this to your business?
So I do think that this is a big moment of market transformation. And in particular, the IRA rebates are going to be based on the energy savings. And so it's a different type of rebate program. I think it kind of moves rebate programs into the direction of being more standardized. But I think what a lot of people don't realize is that the IRA spending dollars per year over the next 10 years actually pales in comparison to the utility spending on rebate programs every year for the next 10 years. And so while I think that the IRA does have this ability for market transformation, there's going to be so many eyeballs on it and it'll be in so many new areas that haven't had rebate programs before. It really is an approach that's been around for a long time. It just knew that, there's going to be these 50 large programs supplementing, hundreds and hundreds of small programs.
Yeah. And as you grow, and I'm just trying to think about cash flow and how your business works in that sense, is you do have a slight risk insurance / financial product here too, because you're able to predict and able to do these. How do you handle that piece of the business?
Well, that's where our direct-to-consumer business really comes in handy because we've been collecting and tracking energy usage from retrofits for over 10 years. And that makes us very confident in our ability to predict the size of these rebates, which are based on the energy savings. It would have been very challenging to do that if we hadn't had our legacy data set and our approach to predicting energy savings.
Yeah. And in early part of your business, I'm assuming venture funding, is that how you started as well?
Yes. So we originally raised money from angel investors. There was not a lot of institutional capital available for climate companies at the time. And then eventually we got institutional funding around 2019. But that was, 6 years into the company's history.
Thinking into the future, like obviously there's two sides to this. One, this podcast really is about, can you build a business that's better for the planet? But can you also build a really, really good business? And so you're seeing what it sounds like is a ton of growth from a business perspective. But that also means that the tail end of all of this success is that we drop our energy usage. And like you said, there's tools that are out there to be able to do that, though. It's really, really impactful. So how do you think about the next kind of 3 to 5 years? And where you're going to take this, both from a business and impact perspective?
I'm so excited to be part of the market transformation that's going on. I think that heat pumps are going to become the default HVAC system to replace your system with over the next 3 to 5 years. A few years ago, especially in the Northeast, nobody had even heard of heat pumps. And I'm really excited about that. It's just a really unique moment in time. I think 10 years ago, we couldn't have even imagined the environment that we live in today and how accepted it is that dramatic change needs to be made in this country to get us on a somewhat better path in terms of climate. So I think it's a great time to be operating a climate business. And I think 3 years from now, there's going to be all kinds of expected market change happening that we didn't anticipate. I think the market just moves faster and faster and typically going in the right direction.
Yeah. And when it comes to, there's obviously solutions from commercial to residential to new builds to retrofits to renovations. Where does Sealed sit in terms of that kind of market? Obviously, your contractors are your customers, but their customers could be everything in between, or is it mostly retrofits and kind of new builds?
we're mostly focused on retrofits. And that's because most of the housing stock that's going to exist in 2050 already exists today. I think for new builds, I think the best thing from a policy perspective is to focus on building codes versus for retrofits for homes that already exist. You really need to focus on retrofits and what can be done to convince homeowners that they should make a change.
Yeah, it's interesting that you say by 2050, the most of the homes that we have today will still be the homes that are there. And building codes, that's a simple policy change. It, like you said, it is a much more difficult to retrofit, and that is the biggest market. And also dealing with different incomes as well. You want to make sure that these solutions are for people from all different incomes to be able to have this benefit, and everybody does. So when you started this, and obviously this is not a startup, there's lots of pivots along the way. You've been in the business and you started it 10 years, which is really exciting. From starting to now, what has been, do you think, the biggest challenge, but then also turned into the biggest opportunity?
It's a great question. Typically, Sealed is at the very forefront of market transformation, and sometimes being the first ones can be hard because nobody's learned those lessons before you. And so most of the things we do are pretty innovative and on the cutting edge. And I love that. I think that's really exciting to do things that someone hasn't done before, but it means that there can be a ton of twists and turns.
Your customer now being a contractor, you mentioned PE companies or maybe franchise companies that are doing this type of work is really great because that allows you to expand across North America quite quickly as you expand your program. But how important is onboarding new contractors and how do you do it? And is that sales initiative? Is that a bit of marketing, a bit of both? How are you getting those new customers?
Really, it's a combination. We don't have a marketing team, so it's not through traditional marketing or paid marketing. I'll say that typically in a market, the initial first few customers we get are people that they're not already our existing customers. It's really from cold calling. And by cold calling, I mean walking into a contractor's office and asking to speak to the owner. And that's actually pretty effective. People are interested and intrigued to learn about rebate programs. And for us, we don't charge any software licensing fees. Contractor just pays us per rebate that they do through us. And so it's actually very effective to just go and talk to them.
So the contractor pays you, like your business model is on like a per rebate basis or a percentage of a rebate?
Yes, exactly. And so that's one way to really get our initial customers. But once we're in a market, people hear about us pretty quickly because we're typically taking rebates that most contractors are not taking advantage of. And then I'll say contractors who are not our customers end up hearing about us because they have lost a deal to one of our customers who is using a rebate program. That's probably one of the most common ways that people hear about us.
Yeah, I can see that being really interesting where, you know, as you keep growing and scaling, you're probably going to have some pretty impressive data on the close ratio that Sealed provides contractors for these type of jobs by being upfront with the customer. And once those contractors see that as a competitive edge to sell, it's going to be a huge game changer for other contractors to say, well, we have to be offering this type of service, right? And I guess one of the questions is, do you think you ever go to the consumer route? So just thinking about like Google or Nest, the thermostats, right? Like they went direct to consumer first. So do you think Sealed plays there at all? Obviously, you have a bit of that halo effect from being direct to consumer for all those years. But is that part of the move forward plan?
Yes. And this is one place where I am very excited about. And it's growing, but it's not quite there yet. Right now, very few customers are asking about rebates. They're not aware that there's a lot of them that are actually available through utilities right now. When the IRA dollars become available, there's going to be a lot of publicity around them. And you better believe that homeowners are going to be asking contractors about where their rebates are. And I think that will really transform the market and be great in terms of us acquiring more customers.
Yeah, that's great to hear that the IRA has a bunch of dollars there and they're going to be promoting it. So that kind of idea to spur that is really, really great. And you've been in the forefront of trying to convince homeowners that the energy efficiency and cost savings are here. The technology is here. And you've been in business for 10 years. What would you say to the kind of the people or the entrepreneurs or people that are sitting on the sidelines, maybe thinking about working in climate? What would you say to them about potentially jumping in 2 feet on it?
I would say go for it. I mean, I think the climate space has been very blessed over the past several years to get so many great founders starting new companies, but I still think a lot more are needed. And there couldn't be a better space to be starting a company in terms of impact instead in terms of market potential, and in terms of doing something that's really transformative. It's still, I think, in from my opinion, the very early days of climate. And I think 10 years from now, things are going to be wildly different. And what story that is the story that's going to be told by the founders jumping into the space today.
I love it. Well, thanks so much for joining us. Where can listeners find out more about either yourself or Sealed or both?
Sealed. Well, definitely go to our website, sealed.com. We have a lot of great content on there about heat pumps and insulation, and also a lot of policy information on the IRA as well.
Ask your contractors about Sealed and rebates. And thank you so much, Lauren, for joining us. It was a great conversation.
Same here. Thank you so much for having me today.
Thanks so much for tuning into the episode of Someone Like You. We hope you found our discussions today really insightful. Next week, we'll dive into another entrepreneur founder building a business in climate, so stay tuned. If you enjoyed the show, please rate and review us on your favorite podcast platform. It really, really helps us out. Follow us on LinkedIn, where we also post really great videos from this episode. Thanks again for listening, and we will catch you on the next episode.